I'm gonna call the, what day is it?
April the 14th.
April meeting of the Hamilton County School Board, in order, in session, I guess. At this time, we'll rise and have the, we get it, need adoption of the agenda, I'm sorry, to have a motion to adopt the agenda.
This is Clyde, I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Oh, a motion by Mr. Kinder, do I have a second?
Carolyn Clausen. I second.
Carolyn, Ms. Clausen, we have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, like sign, motion carries. This time, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand. Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
Flag. Of the United States of America. Republic, for which stands. One nation. Indivisible.
For God.
Liberty and justice.
And justice for all.
All right. This time, we have no highlights and celebrations, but, and observances with Dr. Perry. Number five, we have no educational reports at this time. Do we have any board committee reports? Jim and Carolyn, do y'all have anything?
No.
Okay, anybody else? Dr. Asadio, we all, we need to work on the health and safety now, you're slipping a little bit.
Well, no, I think we are very aware of all the safety things and the health that's going on in the community, but, you know, you guys are abreast of it, of course, with the COVID-19, and Dr. Perry is keeping you all informed, there's not much that we can do other than that, so we're all good.
We've actually done better than most communities have done, so right now, we're only up to 7 cases, 3 of those are actually recovered. So, and that one case, of course, resulted in a fatality, but that had some compromising health conditions, so. Yes.
Chaplain of the police department.
So actually, we're doing relatively good, of course, we always wanna send out our prayers and thoughts to that particular family that lost a family member, but we are doing pretty good.
Carolyn and Shaheen, how's the hospital doing, and y'all not?
We're doing great.
So far, we're doing really well, I mean, everybody's taking the precautions, and there's no, there are absolutely no elective surgeries that are being carried, but, you know, so far, we're prepared, you know, we're expected to get some surge next week or two, but right now, everything seems to be steady, doing well, so.
Good, and y'all have plenty of the PPE and mask and all that stuff?
We do.
So far, we are good, that's right, so.
Good deal.
We've done really well, I've been proud of our employees, they've been really great.
On the consent items, we really don't have any, need a motion and second for that.
We do need a motion and second, and then, Mr. Chair, just to make everything official, we'll need to do a roll call each time to take everybody's vote.
All right. Gonna have to vote, we'll do it one at a time, so, I guess I.
You need a motion.
I need a motion.
Mr. Roger, I have a motion, we're approved.
Well, motion by Mr. Green to approve, do I have a second?
This is Shaheen, I second it.
Shaheen seconds the motion. I need a roll call, to approve the consent items, which basically this time is just the 7.1, the minutes from last March 10th. I tell you what, let's start.
I'll call it out.
Okay, Dr. Perry's gonna call your name and just vote in the affirmative if that's what you wish. Go ahead, Dr. Perry.
Mr. Grigsby.
Yes.
Dr. Asadio.
Yes.
Ms. Clausen.
Yes.
Mr. Kinder.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Ms. Hahn.
Yes.
And Dr. Gibson.
Yes. Motion carries. This time, we have no discussion items, number 8. We only have action items left. First one is action items 9.1, request for proposal bids and purchases. We have the textbook adoption, U.S. history and geography, annual license, the West High Cafeteria serving line renovation. Those items 9.1A through D. Do I have a motion to approve?
This is Clyde. I'll make a motion to approve.
I have a motion by Mr. Kinder to approve. Do I have a second?
This is Jim. I second.
Jim Grigsby, Mr. Grigsby has a second. Call the roll.
Mr. Grigsby.
Yes.
Dr. Sadnia.
Yes.
Ms. Clausen.
Yes.
Mr. Kinder.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Ms. Hahn.
Yes.
And Dr. Gibson.
Yes. Okay, items 9.2, the capital projects A through F, you can see them in front of you.
You might want to read those just simply because we're doing
okay,
another video.
Okay, we're going to read them. A is new gym floor at Merritt Fairview Marguerite. B is Marstown High West High, Marstown Hamlin West High, Phase 3 building program tests and inspections. Item C is the annual contract for asbestos with indoor air quality services. Item D is the Marstown High West High flush and video inspection. Item E is Marstown Hamlin West High line, approximately 20 drain lines. Item F is Edison renewal contract for HVAC with Mr. C. Do I have a motion to approve?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve.
I have a motion by Ms. Clausen. Do we have a second?
Second, Green.
We have a second by Mr. Green. Call the roll.
Mr. Grigsby.
Yes.
Dr. Sadnian.
Yes.
Ms. Clausen.
Yes.
Mr. Kinder.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Ms. Hahn.
Yes.
Dr. Gibson.
Yes. Motion carries. Item number 9.3, board policies. The first reading of A, first reading of field trips and excursions, competitions, and emergency closing. Employee designations during emergency closure, telework during emergencies. FFCRA leave, what is that, please?
That is the Family Act.
Family,
the coronavirus
okay. Leave Act. And item number B is the final and second reading for the student assignments, glucagon and diazepam, which I think is Valium gel, graduation activity. Do I have a motion to approve items 9.3A and B?
This is Janice. I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion by Ms. Hahn. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion. This is Carolyn Clausen.
We have a second by Ms. Clausen. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the roll.
Mr. Grigsby.
Yes.
Dr. Sadnian.
Yes.
Ms. Clausen.
Yes.
Mr. Kinder.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Ms. Hahn.
Yes.
And Dr. Gibson.
Yes. I know this is probably taken out of order just a little bit, Dr. Perry, but we kind of, 9.2, we didn't really discuss it because it's a little awkward here. Could you give everybody an update on where we are in the West High project?
Yes, sir, we can. What we're doing right now is that there is a growing likelihood that we will not come back to school this school year. We actually believe that the governor may make some announcements this week. We certainly are not going to come back in a very short period of time. So we have gone ahead and released Joseph Construction to start on the high school. So they are going to be starting probably on Monday to take that canopy down out front. so that they can get some of the more dangerous work out of the way and go ahead and get started. And so they're actually starting that process next week, or as soon as they can get mobilized. And then the other part that we're doing, which you guys just approved with those Hill services, we will take the video inspection down into the sewage lines and see the condition of those lines, and we'll do whatever repairs we need to do. That second one for $200,000, that is the one that actually pulls the membrane through the lines and will expand to give us that consolidated drain line from the fixtures all the way out to the manhole. So,
and that replaces having to dig up the...
Correct. That eliminates the need to dig up the hallways and do other work inside the building.
And
so,
the warranty on that?
The warranty on that we have, I'd have to check with Mr. Clement on that, but we do have an extended warranty on that. We have actually checked with some businesses that have used it for over 10 years, and it seems to be working, and they've gotten a little bit better at it. So, so we feel pretty good about that. It certainly saves us money. It eliminates the need for the grinding stations and then the pump stations. So you'll actually begin to see some actual work taking place at West High School here very soon.
Now, can you update everybody on what you think about the grad? Will there be a graduation?
Well, what we are going, we are committed to some type of graduation experience for our students. We're also committed to some kind of prom experience for our students, if it's safe enough to do so. The only issue associated with that, of course, is that's going to be extended out into the year. And what we anticipate might happen, and some other school districts are beginning to consider this, it'll clearly be summer before we'd be able to do something of this nature. And it might be better to coordinate the graduation ceremony right before kids went back to college. That way, if families went on a summer vacation, they'd be coming back ready to go to college, and then everybody would be back home. So we would look to see if we can kind of coordinate some of that to match up with some of the local universities, although they all start at different times. But we do want to provide our seniors with the opportunity to walk a stage, get a diploma, and for parents to at least have a video of that or a picture of that. So we'll continue to look for opportunities to do that, but right now to establish a time, place, or what that would actually look like is impossible.
Okay, I just wanted, I know everybody was concerned. And
I got a question.
Bottom line is, they're working on it. Go ahead, Roger.
This won't cause a delay on the students being able to enroll in college by delaying graduation, will it?
No, what we'll do, we'll go ahead and award the diploma. Simply because you've got the ceremony, that doesn't mean that you don't already have your diploma. So the governor froze all of the grades as of March the 20th. So some of the kids already have the grades that they want, and they've got the credits that they need to graduate. So many of those kids are going to be okay. The other situation that we have is that the State Department also lowered the number of credits that you need to graduate down to 20. So our primary focus right now is to ensure that our seniors have the necessary credits, they have access to credit recovery, and that we give them everything that they need to graduate on time and then be ready. So almost every college in the nation right now is experiencing the same thing that we're experiencing. So they understand about what we're doing, but it will not hold, the ceremony will not hold up the awarding of their actual diplomas.
They're not tied together.
They're not. And a lot of the, I believe that East High School actually goes ahead. They establish the salutatorians, valedictorians, the GPA. They do all that first semester. So a lot of that's already been determined too. So in a normal year, we have already established those things. So much of that's already done for seniors. So we should be in good shape, and seniors should be in good shape.
What about, can you discuss middle school, elementary school? Is anything going on right now to help those kids
Yeah, we are currently doing a great deal of work with elementary and middle school kids, but all of it is voluntary. Before the stay-at-home order, we had actually posted some work packets outside, and parents could stop and pick those up according to the grade level. So if they had a kindergarten kid, they'd pick up a kindergarten packet. And that would give them activities to do for several days. And we focused just simply on the essential learning skills that kids would need to, you know, to be successful. We also, teachers are calling kids at the elementary and middle school level, keeping in contact with them. Not all teachers, but a lot of our teachers are. And individual schools are working with kids at a variety of levels to keep them engaged in the learning process. So that's one of our more challenging pieces, because most of the instruction at the elementary level is so teacher driven. It's hard to do that without having a teacher there. It's hard to teach reading unless you've got a teacher right there. So one of the things that Mr. Smith and Dr. Dowman and a couple other people are working on is we're beginning to have a plan that when we come back, how are we going to make up for 2 months of lost instruction, especially at the elementary level? And we'll get a little bit more direction from the governor, we think, this week. And then that will kind of help us begin to plan some remediation activities and some intervention strategies to go in and catch kids up. Now, we're also telling high school kids, even though your grade was frozen on March the 20th, you're still going to need that month and a half of instruction in Algebra 1 to be successful in Geometry and Algebra 2. So you just can't quit right now. We need you to continue to move on through this process. We are going to open up the laptop repairs again, so students will be able to return their laptops to the high school starting tomorrow, and we'll repair those, and so we'll begin to send out assignments again at the high school level for our high school students so they can increase their grade if they want to. And we make sure that they're ready for college. If they're graduating, make sure they're ready for the next grade. If they're going on into 10th or 11th grade. So we've got all of those things rolling. And of course, not all of that has been perfect and seamless, because we have several of our students are experiencing trouble making connections on the internet, and then a lot of these online platforms right now are just being inundated with requests. So a lot of connectivity issues and problems. But we're working through it and we're doing the best we can. I think our teachers have done a good job with what we've had available to kind of supplement this thing online.
So, just so we'll understand, you've got to, let's just say this, a B or a C. It's not going to be any less than that, but if you want to work and have a chance to improve it, you can. But yeah, if you absolutely just quit and don't do anything, you've got what you had March, whatever it was.
March the 20th, correct. Your grade's frozen, so if you had that B on March the 20th, you automatically guaranteed
to B. Even if you don't do anything.
If you don't do anything.
The advantage to the undergrad kids, the sophomores, juniors, and freshmen, they need to do it just so next year they'll be called up to where they need to be.
Exactly. And the thing that we have told students and we've told parents is that it's not about grades at this point. What it's really about is the learning process, and to make sure that you have those essential skills that you're going to need, especially in math and language arts, where there is a articulation of skills that you need to be successful. So now we will state this, and we're having some conversations on Mondays with some principals about how can we actually make up work if an elementary school kid is failing. You know, that's a little bit harder to do. If a child had a failing grade as of March the 20th, how could we get in there and actually build that kid back up and give them some opportunities to.
Is anything about possible summer school, summer, been talked about?
We have talked about a number of options about extending summer school, bringing those kids back early who are struggling, extending the school day. There's been a lot of options that we have talked about, but we will talk with the board about that probably next month, especially if we get some clarification from the state. Because there's several things involved with that. We've got to have the time, and then we've got to be able to pay for it. And we are getting some recovery stimulus money that's coming in, but we're not really sure what all requirements and restrictions are associated with that. So there's still a lot of questions, but we understand that several kids are going to be missing some essential skills that we got to make up somehow. And we're not just going to assume that they're reading on grade level, they're doing math on grade level. We have to make some adjustments in our calendar to make sure that that works. So
anybody else have any questions about what's going on?
I don't guess there's any way to determine how many elementary school kids are actually participating in these activities, are there?
No, that would only be a guess at best. I think that we know how many packets we send home. We could tell how many individuals are logging on to some of these programs, but to really know the in-depth that they're doing and if they're doing them correctly, that would be very questionable at this time, because the K through 8 curriculum was optional and it was not going to be graded and it was not going to be returned. So we don't really know that quality of instruction or how well they did it. Now at the high school level, we were grading things, but at the elementary middle school level, we were not. So Ms. Grigsby, it'd be very hard to make a determination, first of all, who actually is doing it, and then the second question, which may be more important, who was doing it correctly.
Well, I mean, you have like 50% packets, 75, 80, 10.
Mr. Smith, do you have a rough estimate on any of that about how many elementary and middle school kids were engaged? Has there been any calculation by you and Dr. Dalman?
We distributed hundreds, probably over 1,000 packets to parents. Most parents, though, are accessing their curriculum online. We've got all the curriculum online from now until the end of the year for English, language arts, and math for each grade level, K-8. I have not asked technology to look at the numbers and how many times they've been accessed, but we can do that.
I think that would be interesting to know. You got to get a feel of what kind of shortfall you're going to run into next fall.
Well, I think, and we've not discussed this fully, but I think one of the things that we would typically do in this situation is we would provide some type of assessment, and we would give to all kids to kind of see where you are. And if we see that there's gaps and holes, then we'll go back and fix those particular issues, because we know that there's going to be some, but we also know that some kids may have been extremely faithful, extremely bright, and they have all the information, so there's not any need of keeping those kids in some of these intervention or remediation classes. So I would think at some point we would do some kind of assessment, determine where kids are, and then we would develop an instructional plan to take care of those particular needs. It'll be a lot more surgical in terms of this is exactly what we need to fix, as opposed to just saying all third graders need this. So, but again, we will have those plans in a little bit more depth, especially as soon as we hear what the governor's going to do. If we're not coming back to school, then we kind of know the timeline and timetables of some things that we're working on.
Now, if the governor says, I want y'all to go back to school, or I will allow y'all to go back, do we have an option to do it or not to do it?
Actually, the governor, I don't think by state law, has the ability to to maybe even shut or regulate schools, because that is a local decision. Now, I think that, of course, they've got some financial strings associated with it that can strongly encourage us to do some things. But no, I think if the governor says we've got to go back to school, if we deem that there is still a threat, then we would not go back. But I don't anticipate that happening. I don't want anybody to be alarmed about that. This local school board has control of this school district. So the seven of you collectively will have the ability, along with me, to determine if we're going to go back to school or not.
All right. Everybody okay? We're going to look at the financials, 9.4 down, A, B, C, and D with Ms. Andrickin, the general fund amendment. We're going to ask you to talk about these a little bit, Tracy. Federal programs amendment, school nutrition amendment, and the February financial report, general fund, federal fund, school nutrition fund. Do you have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Approve.
We have a motion by Mr. Green to approve. Do we have a second?
This is Mrs. Hahn. I second.
Ms. Hahn, we have a second by Ms. Hahn. We have any discussion, Mr. Green?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have Ms. Andrickin to give us kind of an update. I've talked to her a couple of times, and I think she's doing a great job. So if you don't mind, let's let her speak to that.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Andrickin. Speak up.
Okay. We wanted to provide an update, of course, with the COVID-19 situation, comes an economic impact for our community and our school system. And we just wanted to let you know that we're keeping a close eye on our local revenue budget. About 52% of our local revenue budget is derived from sales tax, which fluctuates greatly with the economic situation. At the end of March, our sales tax revenue was about $365,000 ahead of budget. However, those collections were actually, the March collections were actually from sales in January. We run a couple of months behind on sales tax. We're starting to do projections for April, May, June, and July. In April, we will receive sales from February, and we're doing projections based on last year's revenue collections. For May, June, and July, we're starting to project a 20% decrease on our sales tax revenue for those months. In March is really when a lot of the business closures started, and so we will definitely see an impact there. With these projections, that would put our collections about $300,000 short of our sales tax budget. Just to let you know, that is, you know, these are preliminary numbers, very early. As we receive more information, we'll begin to revise those numbers and provide you with updates. Of course, there are other factors in play. Property tax, at the end of March, we were about $200,000 behind on our budget. Collections are probably difficult for them at the moment. So we will keep you updated on those figures as well. Mr. Long has been great, our trustee, to provide information for us. We are also looking at expenditures. With the closure of school, of course, we will experience savings in some line items. Some of our expenditures will be less than budgeted, things that come to mind like diesel fuel and utilities. And we still have some money left in our capital projects funds that have not been spent. You know, we do a lot of those projects in the summer, and we can take a look at those. But we just wanted to let you know that we are monitoring the situation, and as more information becomes available, we will continue to provide updates for the board.
And Ms. Andrickin, there's also some federal money that we're not exactly sure of how much and what restrictions it would have, but there will be some federal money to help out with some of this, correct?
Yes, that's our understanding from the stabilization fund.
So, And right now, there's so much of that that is still unclear, because they passed a great amount of legislation, highly complicated legislation, very quickly. And now a lot of people are trying to figure out exactly what that means and the extent of that. So we're in the process of kind of interpreting all that legislation and all the financial implications of that. So next month, we hope to have a little bit clearer picture of where we are. But at this point, we're not expressing any major concerns about being able to meet budget. We have some ability to switch some things around in the budget and be okay.
Any more discussion? Mr. Green, you happy?
I'm happy.
All right.
Not with the conditions, but with her report.
I understand. I hope it's just 20%. I hope that's all it is. But anyway, we need a motion to approve. We've had a motion and a second.
We have already had a motion.
All right, call the roll.
Mr. Grigsby.
Yes.
Dr. Sadnian.
Yes.
Ms. Clausen.
Yes.
Mr. Kinder.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Ms. Hahn.
Yes.
And Dr. Gibson.
Yes. This time we're to the personnel report. Information with Dr. Perry.
We've given you the personnel report. We're also moving forward, just so that the board knows, we are participating in a couple of online recruiting fairs, so that we can go ahead and hire some teachers that we know that we have openings for, especially in those hard-to-fill areas. So we will continue to move forward, and even though it's very difficult, we've not closed down this year yet, we're still preparing for next year. So we know it's going to get better, and we know that come into July, 1st of August, we'll have students coming back, and so we'll be ready for it. So,
do we have any board requests or items to be on the next meeting's agenda? Okay. Any comments by anybody? Speak now. Identify yourself if so. All right.
Mr. Chair, just before we adjourn, there is a lot of information out there right now, and we didn't put it on this packet because so much of it is still unclear right now. But with the federal legislation about sick leave and about exemptions and about taking extended sick leaves and a lot of different things, the financial money coming from the Recovery Act, a lot of that, we will put that on next, so our next meeting could be relatively long.
Okay, we're going to look at so we'll just see where we are, and right, maybe have us all spread out kind of like we were that one time, and so we can be face to face, because it's going to be a lot of stuff to do like this. So we'll just see how it goes.
We'll be mindful of the situation. If it looks like things are clearing up, it appears, and some of you in the medical profession know better, but it looks like this thing may peak here in the next couple of weeks. If that were to do so, and if people were to stay at home, we could see it, you know, maybe getting on the downhill slide just a little bit after this month of April is over with. So it may get better.
Well, we could all, if we admit wearing masks or something, we could, even if we were spread out in the room. Okay, anybody have any more comments? My wife's got a birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday.
I got a dinner.
Okay.
For my wife. Yeah. And we're gonna eat at home. So,
that's exactly what you should be doing.
So this time, we are adjourned. Y'all stay safe.
Mr. Chair, and I would Harold and his crew about getting everything lined up. They've been really good about preparing some technology things and making things work. And while it's not the most ideal situation, it certainly enables us to get together and do official business. So, Harold, thanks to you and your guys for making everything happen.
May 12th, 9 next meeting, May 12th.
Be safe.
See ya.